Hi, everybody. It's Rachel Colasino. We need your help. The more reviews we have for Inspired Intentions, the easier it is for people to find us. So please leave us your review wherever podcasts can be found and help more people find Inspired Intentions. As always, thank you for listening.
Welcome to the Inspired Intentions podcast with SkyTerra Wellness. If you've been too busy and not taking care of yourself, it's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal. I'm your host, Jeff Ford, and I'm joined today with my co-host, Rachel Colasino.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey.
I have a quote for you.
Let's go for it.
Do you know who Brené Brown is?
Oh my gosh, I love her.
Yeah.
And I'm not scared to admit it because she has the V word that people are scared of. Vulnerable.
Yeah.
I'm okay with being vulnerable. I think you've seen that through all these podcasts we've done.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time together.
Yeah. You want to hit me with her quote?
Yeah. So just for folks who don't know, Brené Brown, who is not our guest today.
Oh, that would have been nuts. We would have really had to pull some strings.
Yeah. Brené Brown is an author and a researcher, and she studies courage, shame, empathy, and what Jeff just said, vulnerability. And the quote that I have from her is that we can't practice compassion with each other if we can't treat ourselves kindly.
Ooh. It's deep.
Yeah, it is deep. And so today we're going to be talking about this concept of compassion for ourselves. And I have one other image, which is, and we've all heard, if you think about walking a mile in another person's shoes, that's a really good way to describe the concept of empathy.
Mm-hmm.
But self-compassion, self-care is tying your shoelaces before you walk that mile.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
I like it though, because there's movement involved with the analogy.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
Like to move.
Yeah,
that's,
I know.
Almost, is that like, you know, when they say when you're on an airplane and say the oxygen mask come down?
Exactly.
Put the oxygen mask on first.
Yes, so you can help
concept.
Others.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking today about taking care of yourself so that you can take care of others.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And I think our guest is the perfect person to talk about this.
Yeah.
Only because she has a role that is very guest facing.
Yes.
And in any type of helping profession, like we do at SkyTerra, at our retreat, it's very important that you understand that once you go over like 4 hours of on time, you're going to need more self-care than someone who's just, say, sitting behind a computer like our executive producer.
When you say on time, you don't mean, you know, clocked in and working. You mean guest facing, being your best on self.
Yeah. And it's not like we're fake. Like, we're a very authentic team. Anyone who comes to our facility will experience that. And what's important about that is that in order to bring your best self to people you're trying to help change, that takes a lot of energy. That takes a lot of like passion. And we want to show passion. It's one of our values. However, we've got to take a step back, and hopefully our guest today is going to help our listeners really understand this concept of self-care and why it's important.
She's going to help us do that.
Yeah.
And she is a return guest. So this is Ann Johnston. She's the director of guest services at SkyTerra. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Otherwise known as the Leslie Knope of SkyTerra for any of our Parks and Rec fans.
I didn't even know who Leslie Knope was until
Jeff.
Ann was on our team. No,
I have to say that is the highest compliment.
Oh.
I love that.
And it's true, though, Ann. I mean, Jeff did a really good job of describing, you know, what your role is. But I think anyone who knows you and knows how you care about the people who are in your life, whether you work with them or I can't even imagine being related to you or in your family or one of your really good friends, you just spend a lot of time caring about other people. So, you know, I consider you to be an expert. You would have to be on taking care of yourself.
She brought us snacks for the podcast today.
Amazing.
I mean, the only other folks who do that, Michael Vess, I mean, everyone is so helpful around the podcast, especially Ann.
Yes. So, Ann, you know, you're the one who brought this topic up as being really important and wanting to do on the podcast. What, you know, what would you say makes you an expert on self-care?
So, outside of work, I have, my mother has a physical disability, and I have a son with a neurological disability.
Mm.
So, my whole life, I have lived with and loved someone with a disability, and it's beautiful, but it's a little bit extra.
Yeah.
And then at work, of course, I absolutely love my job. It's the best job I've ever had, and it's like my dream job. But I am taking care of others all the time.
Yeah. So how, did you develop self-care practices at an early age? How did you figure out that this is something that you needed to incorporate in your life?
Well, I'm really lucky to have friends that are great at self-care. So that's always encouraging. And then in my last role or my last job, I worked for a nonprofit that helped families raising children with special needs. And we did a lot of trainings and workshops on the topic. It's really an upfront investment because when you're in crisis, how available are you to react or respond or even learn new things? So when you start investing in your self-care before any kind of crisis or before you need it, you are way more prepared.
And I had asked you if this was okay to mention before we started recording, but you actually recently broke your collarbone. So I would imagine probably the investments that you've made in self-care are paying right now. And has that changed things in any way other than, I know you're in a lot of pain or you were in a lot of pain?
Yeah. And that happened while I was taking care of someone.
That's wild. When is she not helping someone? Of course she's going to get injured while she's helping somebody.
I went to Iowa to help my father move and he was having declining medical issues and slipped on the Iowa ice, and fell right on my shoulder. It was one of those things that slowed me down, but was actually, because I do practice self-care, I was able to not be so angry and frustrated about it, but just say being there to move and then breaking, then being in a sling isn't helpful.
Yeah.
But I found the other ways to be helpful and, we made it work. I didn't panic.
Yeah. It would be easy to get frustrated in a situation like that if you don't have self-care practices.
Yeah. Why do you think so many people don't have self-care practices?
Well, I think we fail at it because it's easier to take care of others. It really often is. You have to really have a self-compassion for yourself and say, I deserve this or I need it. Self-care is not self-indulgent. It's self-respect.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I think too, a lot of people think with that self-indulgency, it's like, it's all about me. It's me time. But again, it's having compassion for yourself, knowing that you need to take some time for yourself, again, so that you can help the other people in your lives. And what are some things... Can you share some of your self-care practices with us? I'm really curious.
Yeah, sure. Well, I love to travel. I love planning travel. And I think when you have a goal that you're planning for, and I'm just going to go to SkyTerra. When you make that reservation, you have just committed to your own self-care.
Great point.
And even when you rebook, you are just committing to yourself that you're going to continue with your self-care plan.
It's a financial commitment, it's a time commitment, but most importantly, it's a self-care-like commitment, which is so cool.
And even if you, let's say you leave SkyTerra and you kind of get back into your old ways, you know that you have a date that you're coming back to recharge and reset and get back to it.
So what you're saying is even if, you think of self-care, it doesn't have to be something like a week or two at SkyTerra or a week or two, on an island vacation. It's even just the act of planning for it that is self-care.
And we talked, you just talked about it a minute ago, physical self-care is a type of self-care and often looks indulgent if it's like getting your nails done, getting your hair done.
Okay.
But it doesn't have to be. That is self-care. It's doing something nice for yourself that's going to make you feel better.
So folks might do this on the weekends. Just make sure they have a plan around every single weekend you're doing something like that. That is registering as self-care.
Can I share? I think this is the simplest, most and hardest way to start is that self-compassion. So you have to... Okay, there's a Cherokee legend about two wolves, and this grandfather is telling his grandson that inside me there are two wolves that are fighting all of the time. And one is evil and mean and angry, and the other one is kind and forgiving and gentle. And then the grandson says, well, if they're always fighting, who wins? And he says, the one I feed the most.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, I just got chills.
I want to feed my self-care.
Yeah.
It's those things we like, those disclaimers that we put out there when we are, let's say you're about to, it happens at Soul Collage a lot. when we share, someone will say, well, mine looks like a child did it, or mm-hmm. yours are all better than mine.
So they'll almost like put themselves down. And for our listeners, Soul Collage is a class we do every Monday at SkyTerra.
Oh, and that's my big self-care. Once a week, I get to do that class.
Like, so that's actually like, even though you're around people, it's self-care for you with like sharing with them that craft?
Yeah. And it's like, even though I'm kind of working, it is my favorite thing to do. I get to shut down and like cut and paste and play.
Well, I'm glad we really need you in that time slot on Monday nights. So I'm glad you like it.
It works.
Yeah. Back to the disclaimers. Yes. You were talking about how people, they kind of put themselves down or say it's not like good enough almost.
Yeah. So when we do that, we tell other people that they're allowed to think less of us, or, you know, we give them permission to treat us the way we treat ourselves. So if you can just keep those disclaimers, even if you're feeling them inside.
Can you give us an example of what one of those disclaimers might be or what it might sound like?
Yeah. Like if you, let's say you're about to do a presentation or something and you say like, I'm not good at this, but I'm going to try.
Yeah. I hear that a lot with guests, like in a fitness setting, especially like in the early parts of the week, is they're like, man, I don't know if I should go to this higher intensity class. I don't know if I can do it. And that's a really important point that like, it's almost in all aspects of our lives is we might have some of these disclaimers.
Mm-hmm. And stop doing that, you're saying, Anne?
Yes. Yeah. And it takes practice. It's not easy. And then sometimes we talk about our inner critics, you know, that voice in your head. And that it's really hard to make that inner critic be quiet. But sometimes in your head, you have to say, you know what? I hear you, little inner critic, but I'm going to listen to my inner champion right now.
Ooh.
Ooh. Listen to the inner champion. I like that.
The kind wolf.
And yes, and feed the kind wolf.
I like that. So, Anne, you were starting to say, you know, when you're thinking about what a self-care plan might look like, even just planning for it, physical self-care, like getting your nails done or getting your hair done. Is there any other kind of self-care that you see as really important?
Yeah, so there's that physical self-care, and that can be exercise too, or running, walking.
How'd you know running could be one? You might have two people on air with you right now who really like it.
I know some people on a run streak.
Oh, very nice.
See, she's caring about us
right
now.
She is, in the middle of the episode.
She's the best.
Yeah. Our executive producer wouldn't do that.
There's definitely the emotional self-care. You know, that we talked just a minute about that, you know, just like the self-compassion. That can be allowing yourself to cry. You know, when we cry, we often are immediately like, say, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's an interesting one. I think I do this a lot too. It's like you apologize when you shouldn't apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like crying, we're not supposed to cry.
Yeah.
Like specifically like as a male, like sometimes that's like the theme. But yeah, what are your thoughts on that when people are like, I'm sorry, when it's really something they shouldn't be sorry about?
So I love Soul Collage. I can't not talk about
it.
But at the end, when this really beautiful thing happens, I read something and I do put out a disclaimer, but I say it like this. I say, I might cry. And if I do, don't rescue me. Just let me work through it and let me finish.
Ooh.
You know, so because that's harder when everyone just wants to tell you it's okay or pat you on the back. It's like, I'm okay. I'm just emoting.
That doesn't work with my wife typically.
No.
It's okay. it's not what that person needs, I think, at that time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In Soul Collage, do you actually create one every week?
Most weeks. If there's a really large group, sometimes I'm just more facilitating.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of your self-care, is creating that piece for the most part.
Well, yeah, I definitely like making the cards, but I also like hosting it. That's my self-care. That's my self-care.
The planning side of things. Yeah, when you think about that, that's, I think, how we brought her on, like pro party planner. We knew no matter what, she'd be planning some awesome parties.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love parties. Yeah.
Do you think some people are naturally better at self-care? Like, do you see that in anybody, any of our guests or folks that you work with?
I think some people might have more opportunities to practice self-care than others, but I still think that we all struggle allowing ourselves to take care of ourselves.
We almost get guilty.
We prioritize others.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And if someone is, you know, starting to think about, you know, I haven't been doing enough self-care, what might be some warning signs? You know, when you haven't been doing enough self-care, for example, what do you feel or what do you notice that some people start to feel?
Becoming unorganized.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, then you just kind of get in the weeds and you you know, are scrambling. And when that happens too, how self-compassionate are you to yourself? You know, I missed that appointment. I forgot this. Mm-hmm. And then I think either sleeping too much or not sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe irritability too. I know when I spend a lot of time with my co-host, we can get a little moody.
A little bit.
Uh-huh. Or not taking care of yourself and recognizing that, but instead of making an effort to change, you shame yourself for it.
Mm. Yeah.
So what are some ways to just, you know, make time for self-care?
Mm-hmm. Well, it can be the simplest of ways. It really can be something a little passive, like watching a Netflix show,
mm-hmm.
you know, just and not feeling guilty about that. It could be taking a class, you know, mm-hmm. learning something new. Going outside of your comfort zone to learn something new is often fascinating, and then you get to share it with other people.
Yeah.
And what about scheduling? Is this something that you should maybe write on your calendar or, you know, set an alarm for?
If possible, yes. And there's actually self-care planners.
Oh, there are?
Really?
Yes. So like if on Amazon, if you search or on Google, you can find, and they will help you plan out all kinds of self-care activities. It could be like a psychological self-care. Maybe that's even therapy. Or spiritual self-care, which doesn't necessarily mean religion. It could just be volunteering or doing something that's bigger than you.
So there's different types that we might focus on is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm. How do you have a planner or is it just so ingrained because you've been doing it for so long?
I have a planner and I do like to have, you know, on my days off, I do really try to do all the things I need to do plus two things I want to do.
Look at her taking care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So two want to's every day?
On your days off when you can.
Okay. I'm always just so curious about your habits because I want to just do what you're doing. So on your last day off, did you do two want to's?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I went to, and this was my good friend. She signed us up for a gong bath, which is similar to Lori's sound healing that we do at SkyTerra.
Earlier podcast episode.
Oh, great. But this master from India came and he had all these different gongs and there were some yoga poses involved. So I had to talk to them before and say, I hurt my shoulder, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They told me how to modify it, but he put his hand on me and said, this is going to be very healing for you. And so during the experience, I had all the feels. I was feeling the vibrations, all of it. But at the end, when we had a meditation, this like rush of heat really quickly passed through my shoulder and my arm, which is kind of fascinating because I'm numb right there. I have some nerve damage right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that was just great self-care. It gave me a little hope. I'm like, ooh, I just got a little healing, you know, that I wasn't really expecting or I didn't know what was going
to
happen.
Yeah. Is that something that you had to clear your schedule to make time for?
Yes. And I had to arrange childcare. You know, it took effort.
So you're saying that probably, I mean, this is going to take effort, especially like you said at the beginning, so many of us are just living crazy busy lives.
It is always going to take effort and you are always going to have to fight to prioritize it.
Hmm. So how do we prioritize?
That's hard because life doesn't always, you know, life will get in the way and the demands will get in the way. But I think it is just time by saying, I just need this 15 minutes to myself or I need this hour to just breathe, think, or do something.
Almost from a habit perspective, being very specific with it too. I think that's probably helpful. We've talked a lot about schedule. However, you're saying like still being flexible mm-hmm. with what comes up and still trying to take those 15 minutes when you can.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give some tips for our listeners on how to give themselves permission to say no?
Mm-hmm. So it's hard to say no. And when you know, it could be your boss at work who's asking you to take on more responsibilities. Really hard to say no to your boss.
Oh, no.
Those bosses.
But it could be someone asking you to give your time or your efforts at school or to volunteer or to organize something. And one thing I learned, and this was from a self-care workshop that I went to, and this woman was older, and I think she was speaking about phones that were on the wall. But she said, put a note by your phone that says, just say no. You don't have to give a reason.
Ooh. Oh, that's awesome.
So it's just like, no, I'm afraid I can't do that, period.
We try to justify self-care, I think. We're like, I have to do this because of this. But in reality, like, you don't need to justify taking time for you.
Yeah. Or even to justify your right to say no to somebody else asking you to do something, which mm-hmm. is hard because mm-hmm. we all want to be helpful.
Mm-hmm. And once we start trying to give the reasons why, it kind of gives that person who's asking you an opportunity to help you figure out how you can do
yes.
it.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I think I'm guilty of that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's, and that takes practice too. It's like, no, I'm afraid I can't do that. Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like that's more like practice of like practice, like, can you help me with this? No, I'm sorry, I can't. Instead of, no, I'm sorry, I can't because I have this, this, and this. And just to go into an you don't need to do that. Mm-mm. Just say no.
I'm not available, sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That doesn't fit with my schedule right now.
Do you think when someone hasn't been practicing self-care all along, it can be even more difficult to say no because it almost feels like a change in direction?
Yeah.
You've been saying yes for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, saying, we just said it, you know, saying no is so hard, but it's also hard to put yourself above others.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's easy to do more too.
Yeah.
It's easy to take on more. And sometimes it's what you don't do means more than what you do do.
Can I share something too about when we don't give ourselves self-care, we can have compassion fatigue.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And that's when you start to resent or not be kind to the things that, you know, that the people you're caring for example.
That's a great point. I'm sure with like your entire life, you've been taking care of what you mentioned earlier, individuals with disabilities. And I'm sure that's come up where it's like, man, if you're not taking that time for you, it's almost like creates resentment in a way. Maybe not the right word, but mm-hmm. It's difficult where like, these are people we love. These are, you know, important things in our life. And we want to show up with like that kind of presence mm-hmm. to take care of them, but also take care of ourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what about delegation of responsibilities? I think that's hard too for people to even ask for help from other folks in our lives.
Oh, the D word. Did you just use the D word?
I did.
Delegation? Mm-hmm. That's a hard one.
It's so hard. And like we mentioned before, when you get into the weeds of being unorganized, it's almost like you can't even stop to think how to ask someone to help you or what they can do to help you when mm-hmm. they offer.
Yeah. I hear you're saying like, it's helpful to create systems around this. I love that when it comes to like how we're operating in our everyday, not to be like super rigid with it, but creating a system so that you can be mm-hmm. ready for these things that are going to come up.
Even your morning rituals on the mm-hmm. podcast, when you talked about that, you know, that is a perfect opportunity for self-care. When you mm-hmm. both talked about reading in the morning, I thought, oh, you know, I need to start doing that.
I had to switch that since Mia came along.
I get it.
I'm now reading in the evening. I'm still squeezing it in though. And that is a good point to make is like, we'll create these routines, we'll create these self-care practices, and we can't be scared to switch them up when our situations change or seasons of our life change.
Mm-hmm. And this, okay, here's a shameless plug. This podcast, it can be self-care because when you
Thanks, Anne.
At least for Rachel and I don't know about our executive producer. He's got to sit behind this computer and listen to us nonstop.
Listen to us, make fun of him.
The guests or anyone out there who listens, they're getting a little dose of ideas of how to live a healthy life or mm-hmm. take care of themselves.
That's great, Anne. Thank you. When you were on, so Anne was on our Valentine's Day episode talking about, of course, how to give gifts to other people. And you have a lot of fans, especially after that episode. And one of the things I heard most from people was all of your ideas about gifts and things like that. And I know we've talked a little bit so far about different things you can do for self-care, which is planning, that physical care, the emotional self-care. Do you have any just other examples of things that people can do, really simple things that you can start to take care of yourself?
Well, both of you gave me a gift within the last week or 10 days, I'll say. Rachel, you sent me that beautiful gift, hand towel. And I think it was because I got hurt, but you were like, here's just a little something to make you happy.
Yeah.
Loved it. Thank you.
My gift is way not as cool.
It's so cool. He gave me a case of LaCroix.
It was
That's
on my
pretty
way
great.
To work.
You know I love it.
Yeah, and I'm always stealing LaCroix, so I needed to finally
pay
her back. That was my self-care. I'm starting to feel guilty.
No, it was sweet. I loved it.
So, Anne, are you saying that maybe self-care is thinking about someone in your life that you care about and doing a little something for them?
It feels good to do things for other people. Yeah. It does. But it just makes, I think it makes, can you repeat that question? I'm sorry.
So we had started talking about just how great you are at giving examples of little things that you can do right away to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And you had mentioned just Jeff and I giving you little gifts. So do you think that even like, I mean, we're talking about self-care, but there are little things that you can do for the people that you love in your life, almost like in as a form of gratitude. So I care about you. I'm really grateful for you. I'm taking the time to do this. And it does feel good mm-hmm. when you're doing that for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
What about some other ways maybe that people can just like small ways to institute some self-care practices?
Having your groceries delivered.
Ooh.
I love that.
It feels so good. It became my new, I host Thanksgiving and it's my new Thanksgiving tradition is to, I like to pick out my own protein, you know, my own turkey or meat, but a lot of the things like rice or, you know, pantry staples.
Nice.
Get it delivered.
So you know what I heard about grocery delivery is, so I'm really picky about my produce and I tried getting my produce delivered from grocery delivery service. What I heard is they actually get the produce that's in the back before anybody has touched it and squeezed it. And so that feels really indulgent for me in a good way. It is, I feel like I'm getting the best produce.
That's great point. Interesting. Yeah.
You seem excited.
I need to do that.
It's really great. So anything else, Anne, before we wrap up in terms of things that you can do to take care of yourself?
Take a nap.
Ooh, yeah.
Get yourself a good cup of coffee or a latte.
Oh, yeah. Like our executive producer does.
listen to music, dance. A lot of people, we have two artists right now that draw at SkyTerra right now. So they like to sketch, fishing probably.
And I think what you mentioned earlier was about these types of self-care is almost look at the physical, the emotional, the psychological, the spiritual, and the professional ways of self-care that you can start to integrate.
Professional development.
That's
kind
a big
of
one
a nerd about that, and I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, when I got certified for to facilitate Soul Collage, that was a big self-care for me. Mm-hmm. I just... and I could have done it at SkyTerra without doing that training, but that training was my gift to myself.
Yeah. New learning is always a gift. I've always looked at it like that.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And this has been so great. I feel a little bit more cared for, don't you?
Always when Anne's in the room.
Yeah.
The walls actually spread out in the podcast room when Anne comes in. It's really exciting.
Nice cold air comes through. Thank you so much, Anne. This has been great. So in summary, if you're thinking about self-care, you want to feed the kind wolf, right? Feed your inner champion. Stop doing disclaimers before you start to say something that maybe especially is going to be difficult for you. Just start with that self-compassion. You want to have a plan in a lot of different ways. So even something like planning for travel is self-care. There's physical self-care, getting your nails done, getting your hair done, moving your body, exercising, running, walking. There's emotional self-care, which would be, not apologizing. And then just some of the specific things that you said, and you could take a nap, get your groceries delivered, get that good produce, listen to some music, and then new learning, of course, which we know Jeff loves. And then just some of the warnings that you need to focus on your self-care is you're unorganized, you're either sleeping too much or you're not sleeping enough, and you're cranky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you're unkind to yourself.
Yes.
And shaming yourself.
Yeah. So it's an investment. Self-care is an investment.
Mm-hmm. And it's worth it.
Yeah.
You're worth it, you know?
You, our listeners, you are worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much, Anne. This has been great.
Thank you. I love doing the podcast. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Anne.
The Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of SkyTerra Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our executive producer, Alan Broyhill. Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. Subscribe on iTunes and everywhere podcasts can be found. If someone you know might benefit from this podcast, share Inspired Intentions with them and give us a 5-star rating. Join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thanks for listening.